All right, y'all. Episode one in Speak Boise. It is the takeover. I'm your host, Ryan Seeker. Alongside to my left, I got my boy, Seth Neuville, and we got a very special guest here. His name is Zach Bennett. Zach, you mind introducing yourself real quick to everyone who don't know who you are? You've been on the show once, but we were in a different location.
Yeah, no. So first off, the setup's a lot better for sure. Second time on the show. But yeah, quick overview. Zach Bennett played college football and did all that fun stuff. So we have some interesting topics today. I'm sure we're going to have a little bit of disagreement, but that's always
what makes it fun.
Yeah,
it is. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Most importantly, a trade that went down a while ago. What was it, a couple weeks ago with between the Rams and the Lions?
Probably a week and a half.
One team being extremely desperate, and that was the Los Angeles Rams to get a new quarterback. Apparently, Jared Goff. In my opinion, I don't think he was the guy. I mean, it's about time. I think Sean McVay deserves better. Was it Matt Stafford? Guess we'll find out. But what'd you guys think?
Yeah, I'll kiss up. I think desperation was a big one there. I mean, the Rams keep going with their belief that draft picks don't matter. And to an extent, I saw the list of all the first round draft picks they've traded since Sean McVay got there. And none of them have really panned out to be anything legit necessarily.
Except Aaron Donald.
Well, no. It's draft picks that he's traded away.
Oh.
Because he doesn't like drafting.
Jalen Ramsey's been good. For
but I don't think Ramsey was. Well, no. I'm saying he keeps trading away first round draft picks, and what those picks become hasn't become anything big yet.
Yes.
So like this past draft, it was like Clavon Chasen is who the Jaguars used from that Jalen Ramsey trade.
Okay.
In that sense, and then now he went out and traded what was it, two more first rounders in this deal to get Stafford. My biggest question is Stafford that much better than Jared Goff? Stafford's a big arm quarterback. McVay likes these short routes, quick paced offenses, which I don't know if it fits Stafford. I'm going to say he's an upgrade to Jared Goff. I'll obviously say that, but is it two first rounders and a third rounder upgrade when you're comparing to Jared Goff? That's what I don't know. I understand they need to take a risk. Ramsey, Donald, two of the best in the business, and they're getting older. I mean, they're definitely not getting younger anytime soon. So it's a win now move for sure.
Not.
But is it that much of an upgrade? That I think that's the biggest question mark for me.
So, like, for me, first things first, Jared Goff, welcome to Detroit, the worst country, worst city in the United States.
Worst sports town, too.
Yeah, like, your career's over. I hope you can get into some commercials. Like, he needs to take the Baker Mayfield approach and hopefully hit up Hulu because he's really done. He's really done.
I think so, too.
Now, when you're talking about giving away two first-round draft picks and a third-round draft pick, when you look at the value of that compared to what Matthew Stafford can do for the team, it was a terrible trade on the Rams' part. That is Sean McVay going out of his way to try to save his job. That's all that is.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Sean McVay is a great coach. Don't get me wrong. But when you're talking about Matthew Stafford, you're talking about a run. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's had a lot of different head coaches. And other than maybe when he had Matt Patricia, right?
Yeah.
He's in a run and gun offense, dude. He's in shotgun almost 80% of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he had Caldwell.
Yeah. When you're talking about going to the Rams, you are now under center. Okay. You're going to be Dinkin and Diamond. Okay. Brandon Cooks is gone. He doesn't play there anymore. You don't have anybody to take the top.
Yeah.
Off.
He's turning into a league whore. Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, he really is. Okay.
Where is he? Houston.
Yeah. Yep. And then when you have an offense like the Los Angeles Rams, I mean, I'm looking at their best player on the offense is Tyler Higbee, for me.
Oh,
not Cup?
No.
What about Robert Woods? Is coming off the best year of his career.
Robert
Woods had a big time year.
Robert Woods is getting old. It's Tyler Higbee. Tyler Higbee is athleticism. Mm. He's the second best tight end in the league. Sorry.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Whoa.
You think he's
what about
top
a Kittle?
Two?
What about a healthy Kittle?
No.
Darren Waller?
Darren Waller was the only argument that I can actually take into hand because he played great with, I think, a shoddy quarterback, right? Like
Wentz? Derek Carr. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Ertz. My bad.
I think Tyler Higbee, athleticism-wise, is like he's right up there with Travis Kelce. Okay, he can create separation. But going beyond that, dude, you're now, like you mentioned, they're going six. This will be 6 years in a row that they'll have when they reach a 2023 without a first round draft pick. When you look at a first round draft pick,
yeah. I guess
when you look at a first round draft pick, man, that's value and having
huge
because you get them on a lot of times you get them on a 4 year contract. And by the time they're in that second or third year contract, that's great value for you. Cause you're looking at almost hopefully an all pro, And then you're paying them little to nothing, you know?
Literally.
So I don't know. For me, bad trade. Detroit, great trade.
I think so too.
Great trade for them.
They get a 2021 third round pick, a 2022 first, and a 2023 first.
Yep. And a Goff. Do you think that so the Detroit's sitting in seventh right now in the draft? A lot of people have been having them draft a quarterback and mock drafts and stuff. Now with Jared Goff, though, do you still think they draft a quarterback at seventh overall this year? You're probably gonna get Detroit? Me. I mean, I think Zach Wilson's gonna be gone. I think Justin Fields will be gone. I think Trevor Lawrence will be gone. I think the next two up are gonna be Trey Lance or Mac Jones. Or do you think they're full on building around Jared Goff now?
I think you build around Goff, but obviously he's not the guy to win. And then you go get your quarterback. You got to build an O-line. You have to. Yeah, we've seen this with too many quarterbacks. Look at Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Just tore his ACL.
I think getting somebody on the offensive line would be a great start.
You have to.
But honestly, for this draft,
it's not deep.
Offensive line's not deep this year.
Not at all.
Defensively, though, it is. I think defensively, there's a lot of people that you could go out and get. Or even now, this kind of sounds weird. I would like to see him trade back a little bit. I'd like to see him maybe trade to the 10th pick, 11th pick.
Yeah.
You know, and get something out of it. Even if they can get a 4th round pick. You've seen what a 4th round pick could do. Dak Prescott, like
100%.
4th round picks and even 3rd round picks are very valuable now at the time in this, mm-hmm. you know, in this league. So
yeah, those comp picks, they matter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
1,000%.
They 100%.
It's not basketball 6 second round.
Yeah.
Picks,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not that.
So no, you get a lot of gems there.
So with what we're doing here, I mean, we're talking about this trade, but everyone always says whoever gets the biggest piece is the winner of the trade. I don't think the Rams win this trade. It's obviously win now, clearly. What are the Rams looking like here? They're in a division with Seattle, with Russell Wilson, and a team that's been together for a while, the front office, the head coaching staff. You're looking at the Cardinals, up and coming. I've been hearing a lot of things that people don't think Cliff Kingsbury's a guy. I think he's a good coach. Kyler Murray's obviously an MVP caliber quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, are the Rams going to win this division?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be the hardest division in football.
100%.
I think it arguably was this past year, and San Fran was destroyed with injuries. And I hate the Niners, but they're going to be back next year. I mean, we're going to talk about their quarterback situation here soon. But regardless, if it's Jimmy G coming back, they're still going to be back next year.
They're winning at least
if they stay healthy.
Yeah.
Now you get the Rams. I don't necessarily think the Rams lost this trade. I understand they need to go out and get something done now because I think last year in the playoffs, they proved that they're good, but they are not ready to win championship good. And they need to make a move. And I'm sure, I mean, I think I did hear that they were trying to pursue Deshaun Watson, but the asking price, they didn't have enough assets to meet that asking price. And we're going to talk about Deshaun Watson here in a second too. But I actually argue with the fact that I think the Rams do have a legit roster. They got stars on defense, obviously, Donald and Ramsey.
Yeah.
But I think Cooper Kupp's a good addition. Robert Woods, I think, is coming off the best year of his career. Tyler Higbee's a good player. I think Cam Akers is going to build into a really good running back. I think they were kind of a quarterback away from being in that Super Bowl contention. I just don't know if Stafford is that quarterback necessarily. I've always been I like Stafford.
I love Stafford.
But I don't know if he's that quarterback to get them over the hump, especially in this division. I mean, obviously, I'm going to pick Seattle first there. They're my team. And then I still think I take San Fran, regardless of who their quarterback is, over them next year. I'm not ready to put Arizona ahead of them, but that's already putting them in third in the division. So it's going to be tough for them to make a run. But I do agree with the move that they needed to get something done.
Yeah, I think they're going to honestly be sitting at like 6-10 next year.
The Rams?
Yeah, because when you're in that division, first off, you're facing those guys twice a year. Mm-hmm. Okay. So right there for me, I mean, you can line up 4 losses right there, okay? I think at least in that division, I really truly believe when you go back and you look at how the Rams made it to the Super Bowl against New England, it wasn't Jared Goff. Like, yeah, he had a good rookie season and people thought he was the real deal. But let's be honest, it was that defense. You go from start 100%. To finish on that defense and you're like, oh my God, every one of those players was the real deal. They had Namigun Su, Aaron Brockers, you know, Brockers, and they had Aaron Donald and CJ Abukum.
Abakuham?
Yeah.
Abakuham. Or how you say his last name? Ebukam. Yeah. There it is. Okay, finally clicked.
I think when you look straight down their roster, and then also they had prime Brandon Cooks. They had prime Brandon Cooks. Yep. Okay, they had Robert Woods.
Yep, a nasty Todd Gurley.
Yeah, a nasty, an MVP caliber Todd Gurley. Yep. Right, MVP Todd.
Except for that playoff run, he was terrible in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, I agree. And then they had one of the best I mean, not one of the best offensive linemen, but they had two really great offensive linemen in Whitworth.
And then that guard.
And Blythe.
Blythe, yeah.
Yeah, and both those guys are... Andrew Whitworth at the time was first-team All-Pro, and Blythe was a third-team All-Pro.
Yeah, and then didn't a team, like, just totally swoop him? Like, they let him go? Or is he still there?
Blythe's still there, but he's been just plagued by injuries after that season. Just plagued by injuries. Kind of like... And then I think that actually goes back to Matthew Stafford. I mean, I don't think he's injury-prone, but he's missed 27 games in his career, and that's kind of a lot, man. That's kind of a lot. I mean, he's played, what, 195 because he's been in since... 2009 was he drafted?
Who?
Stafford?
First overall, yep. I think it was 2009.
I think it was the 09 draft.
Yeah.
Or no.
And he's 0-3 in playoffs. He's never won a playoff game.
Yeah.
Right.
But again, I mean.
Yeah, he hasn't had the pieces to.
Correct.
He hasn't had the pieces
to. I can't put like all the blame on Stafford on that.
Well, that one time they played the Saints, he had like 500-something yards and for that shootout game when the Saints beat him in the playoffs.
That's right.
It's like 48-45 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's my
two teams not
there,
known for defense.
I don't know. The Rams, I think, made just a shitty trade overall. It was just pretty bad.
So desperate.
McVay just, it's just like, how can I save my job? How can I save my job?
And I agree it seems desperate, but aren't they kind of in a position to be desperate? They didn't have a lot of draft picks to begin with
because
McVay's traded so many draft picks over the last couple of years.
But they finally had picks back.
Guys like this, Clay Matthews. Yeah.
They finally got out
Jalen
of the
Ramsey.
Hole.
Right, but they're but sitting where they're at right now, they don't necessarily need draft picks because they have an older roster and a talented roster. I mean, Cooper Kupp's older, Robert Woods is older, Jalen Ramsey's getting to pass a little bit of prime of his career. Oh, Aaron Donald's getting older, so they're not in a position where they necessarily need draft picks. And I mean, they're already in a hole. They're older, but they're talented.
Yeah,
that's where you get that where you get stuck in that mediocre phase. And so I think this is a move to kind of get them out of that mediocre phase and try to get into true contention. And so I do understand the trade, but for me, it just comes down to I don't necessarily have full trust in Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I would kind of agree with you there.
So what happens when Matt Stafford goes out there and lays a goose? Say they go 8-8.
Okay.
Say they go 8-8 and they get lucky, make the last wild card. And lose in their first playoff game. Where is Detroit in 2023? I mean, the Rams in 2023. Where are they?
Right, right. That 2023 one's gonna be the big one.
I don't see a Super Bowl appearance.
If the Rams are bad by that point, it's tough.
Yeah, honestly, I don't.
A divisional round appearance is gonna be. I mean, like holding your breath. Yeah. I really, truly think, I don't know, man. I just think if you're given, like I said, the value in those first round picks is just, and even the third round pick, I mean, you can't look past it. It's just so, just mind boggling to me. Because for me.
Because they're out of a left tackle in a year.
Yeah. Now
that's my thing.
Had you said that guy they got's name was Deshaun Watson? Okay.
Different.
All right. But that's what I think Deshaun Watson was. I thought that's where he would kind of be around. And now with this trade.
I think he's going to be more now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, and that's that's what we're talking about, too. Yeah. That Deshaun Watson trade is going to be, oh, my goodness. And that's a perfect segue because that's what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson, he's clearly wanting out of Houston. I'm so happy for him. There's a lot of teams that are in contention, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking at least 6-7 teams that
we've heard a lot of names.
Move. But
yeah,
realistically, I think it comes down to the 49ers, the Vikings.
I think so.
Really?
I think they got to ditch Kirk Cousins so bad.
Right. But then you're going to, is who's Houston going to take on Kirk Cousins?
Well, who's going to pick up his cap is my problem.
Well, I mean, teams like the Bears can pick up Nick Foles' stuff. Like, you know, and then they, you know what I mean? Like they pick up his contract.
Nick
so I don't
Foles
know.
Foles has won a Super Bowl though. There's a difference. I mean,
he's, and that, no, that like, is a good, not, that is a good point.
He's,
yeah,
he's
no,
great, but I mean,
yeah, I know, but like, I think Kirk Cousins is playing better than Nick Foles right now.
Yeah. Okay. He's worth more right now.
Nick Foles just has a heavier
there's
finger
just, there's
with
teams,
a Super Bowl ring on.
I know, and there's teams that can go get Kirk Cousins. Like, Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. But that roster has so much potential. Imagine Deshaun Watson on the Vikings.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And then they were kind of plagued on defense a little with injuries. I know their secondary needs help, but that's all they need to build right now. I think the Vikings have a shot. Maybe they're not super realistic, but I think the 49ers, again, I think the Bears, they need to go get him.
Yeah,
I think they need
Bears
to do whatever
need, Bears
it takes.
Bears are in talks for a lot of quarterbacks.
I've been hearing the Saints. I don't know if it's realistic, though. They're kind of in cap
hell.
They're
already over cap.
Yeah.
They're in cap hell.
They're Saints, man.
Yeah, it's one of the worst situations I've ever seen. I don't want to talk about it either.
They're going to be called the Aints again pretty soon.
I know. Yeah. There's going to be some trades.
There's a comment right here. Imagine Deshaun Watson and the Colts. I've seen that one a little bit.
And I think the Colts was going to be my next one.
But Houston, there's no way Houston's trading him within division.
That is
very
true.
They're not going to trade and go play him twice a year.
See, I thought Stafford was going to the Colts. I thought that would have been perfect.
I think Carson Wentz.
Stafford was going to the Bears.
I think Carson Wentz goes to the Colts.
Carson Wentz to reunite
Frank Reich in Philadelphia. He had Carson Wentz during Carson Wentz's MVP season before he got hurt. I think that would make a lot of sense.
Okay. No, I was thinking about that too, but I just don't think they should do that.
Yeah. You don't think the Colts?
I think Wentz is broken.
You don't see Pittsburgh in the picture at all?
I did until they signed Dwayne Haskins, because now they got like three quarterbacks on roster.
Well, I mean, but Dwayne Haskins is a guy that's still up in the air whether he'll make the team or not.
The guy is
a screw up like I've never seen before.
He's one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Well, not only that, but I don't understand how you're the captain of a team and go, that's a different discussion, but you go out to a club with COVID and all this shit, man.
It doesn't make sense.
He's been
James Harden shit.
Yeah, he's got this will be his last year in the NFL. I don't think he makes it to Game one. I think he gets cut.
I think he's the Jamarcus Russell of this decade. Yeah. But like not as
talented. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But like the same decision making, but as fast as a drop off I've ever seen as a first round pick.
Yeah.
Oh God. No, 1,000%. Yeah. And you know what kind of was weird is he came in and played 2-3 games and you look at it and you're like, dude, this guy's got an arm. And then it just was like, where did it go?
Yeah.
Where did it go? His decision making out the window, not only in game, but off the field too, you know?
Just right.
Bad all around.
Yeah, any other teams you guys see where Watson goes, though?
Yeah, I got there's two front runners for me for Deshaun Watson, and one of them I think is a great fit. The other one, so I think in terms of who can afford the price that Deshaun Watson's, because like you were saying, it's going to be way bigger now thanks to the Stafford trade.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be. I mean, I saw an article or a report that was saying Houston was asking for 4 first-rounders or 3 first-rounders and a young star, which obviously is a big-time asking price. But there's a couple teams that I think could afford it. And one, I think, and I don't want to see this because it's basically the same situation as Houston right now, the New York Jets. They have the second pick. Deshaun said he wants to play in New York. He loves New York. They have the second overall pick. They have like 6 first-round picks in the next 3 years or something like that I saw. So they have the potential to do it, but that roster is terrible.
It's horrible.
Deshaun Watson's also said, though, he has a great relationship with Robert Saleh. So that makes me a little nervous that New York could go out and make a move. But I think the best fit for me is the Miami Dolphins. And the Miami Dolphins,
I
think, could absolutely make it work. You're in a weak division. Jets, Patriots are going downhill. Bills are obviously up on the rise, but I think Bills, Dolphins could turn into a great rivalry in the future. But you got a young quarterback in Tua. You could trade Tua.
Yep.
Houston could feel good about having a young quarterback to build around. They have the number 3 overall pick in this upcoming draft, which was actually Houston's pick to begin with.
Yeah, no, seriously.
That they acquired in the Laramie Tunsil trade. So they'd get their 3rd overall pick back, and Miami has 5 first-rounders over the next 3 years. So they could throw
in
that 3rd overall pick, Tua, and maybe 2 other first-rounders in a 3rd round, which I know is a big asking price. But Miami is 1 quarterback away from being, I think, Super Bowl contenders. I mean, they were, 10-6 this year and barely missed 9-7 or something like that?
Yeah.
Barely missed the playoffs with no quarterback play.
They were 11-5, weren't they?
No.
Or 10-6, right?
I think it was 10-6.
I think they were 10-6.
They missed it by 1.
Yeah, there was a team that missed it, and that was them.
Yeah, and so they were right there, and they had... You know, Fitzpatrick, who's mediocre, Tua was struggling all year long, and they were still playing really, really good football. This defense is young. Brian Flores, I think, is going to be an incredible coach in the NFL. Yeah. I think they are a quarterback away, and it's in a weak division, and they could afford it. I think Miami makes a lot of sense.
How do you feel about the Raiders?
I've seen a little bit on the Raiders.
They're not going to take Carr. They're not going to pick up that.
Yeah.
They're not going to pick up. Would you?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
There you go.
No, I know. But the Raiders would have to pay off like that almost entire contract.
Yeah. I like the Miami thing. It's just I don't see them giving up that first round pick this year. That 3rd overall.
I know, because I feel like if Miami could just get through this draft just one more year, then I think they'd pull trade.
Are you buying into Tua fully?
I buy into him.
I don't.
With a team that could win right now, are you going to buy into Tua?
How far are they going to win?
Well, I think that's what I'm saying with Deshaun Watson. I think this team could. I mean, the AFC.
Are you beating Mahomes?
No.
No,
but you can't compare anyone.
No. Are you beating the Chiefs? That's what it's going to come down to.
I get it, though. Deshaun Watson on that team, yeah, makes him right away. Like, you can go from being a Super Bowl contender. But look, that third-round pick, dude, you can't get rid of Tua after 1 year. Because what if Tua goes to Houston and blows up?
Right, mm-hmm. right.
As a general manager, that's your biggest fear because that's how you get fired.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then you're going to give away a third overall pick. Who I think, who are they projected
right
to draft?
Now? The guy they from should Jamar Chase, the receiver from LSU.
Oh, that'd be sick.
I would like to
is
see
what I've seen.
Even
but
if they traded back to the fifth overall pick and
Penny Sewell.
Yes,
Penny Sewell is going to be a baller.
He is the real deal.
Yeah. That guy is a cannot miss offensive lineman.
He reminds me of Quentin Nelson a couple years ago. And obviously,
as a tackle.
Quentin Nelson panned out as a tackle. Yeah.
Yeah. If I had to pick an offensive lineman to protect Tua, that'd be him. Because and then honestly, you will transfer to right tackle because obviously
it's Tua's blind side.
Yeah, you're gonna play his blind side, dude. Going from left to right is so much easier from going right to left. It's so much easier, and the reason why it's easier is because your field side a lot of the times, especially on a left-handed quarterback, is gonna be to the left. So he's always throwing to the middle or to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, especially with somebody like Tua, that's what he does. He likes, and when he does roll out to the left, that's fine too, because now he's scrambling. You don't have to be so worried about that left tackle position.
Yep.
Okay, and then you're going to get a lot more pressure from that right side when you're on the short side of the field. And that's just like, basic stuff. But anyways, I'm saying I really would like to see Pittsburgh go out and get him, because look, now Pittsburgh gives up Watt in a first rounder.
You go play this, brother.
TJ Watt.
TJ Watt in a first rounder. You're Houston. And then obviously you're going to have to throw some other something in. You're going to have to throw either like 2 third rounders in there or another second round. Can you say no to TJ Watt in a first rounder with some other supplemental stuff in there if you're Houston?
Pittsburgh's going to have to convince Big Ben to retire too. Because I think I saw he's owed like $38 million if he comes back.
Yeah. No, he is. He is. He has to. But they're going to clear up. They would clear up enough cap to get Watson with getting rid of Watt.
If I was Pittsburgh, my first offer would be Bud Dupree, Terrell Edmonds, and I would probably throw in another young defensive player. I don't know if I can give up TJ Watt. That's like my cornerstone. Maybe Cam Hayward, honestly, or a Stephon Tuitt.
Yeah, but then at that time, Houston's just not like blown away. Like, I think like it comes down to
then you'd throw in more picks.
Yeah,
you'd have to.
Houston has to be blown away because at the end
of
the day.
And that's why I think Miami's the favorite. Miami can blow them away.
They have the best.
Yeah.
I think the Jets could really blow them away.
The Jets too. Yeah.
100%. The Jets can definitely get rid of Darnold. They can definitely get rid of the second overall pick.
Yep. Yeah.
Even I mean, Darnold in the second overall pick is worth more than Tua in the third overall pick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
I think Sam Darnold, when it comes down to being like a NFL quarterback, I think he's big time underrated. I mean, yeah, I know he struggled and it's just been rough.
But dude is on the Jets.
Who wouldn't
he's
struggle
had googly eyes exactly. calling plays for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it'd be rough playing for the Jets, man. Especially behind.
That's why I do not want Deshaun to go there. Oh.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but at the end of the day, Houston's general manager right now is in the driver's seat. Because if he really wants to, he can say, I'm not gonna trade Deshaun Watson. Go ahead and
he
hold
that.
He
did say that this week
too.
Yeah,
he did. He came out and said we're not interested in it. And the reason
I don't buy that.
Yeah, there's two reasons
I was
people
say,
do
I don't
that.
Buy that.
Nah. One, you're really, truly, actually not interested in it.
Yeah.
Or two,
you want
just
the price to go up.
You're just trying to get more. And he's seen that Matt Stafford trade come out, and then 2 days later goes out and makes a press conference. So that just tells you. I mean, if somebody gets Deshaun Watson, it's going to be the biggest trade in NFL history. For sure. As far as like what they're having to give up.
With the haul too.
Yeah.
Now, does his previous ACL tear scare you if you're a GM?
No. I'm all in on Deshaun. I think Deshaun Watson, in terms of quarterback talent right now, if we're just going off talent, I got Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. I think those four are on a tier of their own.
I completely
talent wise.
Agree. What about Lamar?
And no, I'm not. I've never been sold on Lamar.
No, Lamar. Lamar Jackson.
If we're talking pure talent, though,
no, Lamar Jackson is a better version of RG3. Watch in 2 years, he is gonna be nowhere.
I think he has the shortest career window we're about to see as a quarterback, as an MVP winner too. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's terrible.
He's gonna get burnt out in 4 years. Yeah. But
and
like the dude's insanely talented.
Yeah, he's him and Michael Vick are probably the shiftiest quarterbacks we've ever seen.
Easy.
The difference between them, dude, is Michael Vick could sling the football.
Yeah,
that is very true.
Seen
if
it from
Michael
Lamar.
Vick couldn't run at all, if he never ran at all, he would still be an average quarterback in the NFL.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I would agree. Lamar Jackson could not run at all. Yeah. Couldn't run at all.
Oh, then he's
fucked. He would not start.
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't start. So I don't know. I think those are just completely too. For me, like I said, he's an upgraded version of RG3. When you start getting hit by those linebackers that are 250 pounds, run 4.4s, 4.47s, 4.5s.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to wake up real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah. And you're going to be sore for a couple months.
Oh, yeah.
What are your guys' thoughts on, not to kind of change it, well, I mean, it's kind of what we're talking about, but what are your guys' thoughts on this whole new, the NFL seems to be adapting to the whole new NBA side of things where the players have the voice and the players are now demanding these trades. You know, we haven't seen that in the NFL, but normally in the NFL in years past, big time quarterbacks, whoever drafts you, that's your team. That's your career.
You're like, right. 100%.
Until you get older. I mean, Brett Favre got older, so he started going other places. Until you get older, then you could start to move around. But now we got these young stars, and we've seen it in the NBA where they want to go team up. They want to go demand. They give the team a list. I want to be traded in one of these places. Make it happen. And the team kind of has to make it happen. Do you think that's good for the sport, or do you think that's bad for the sport?
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. Well, and here's the thing. Like, if we're going to compare both sports, the NBA, everyone always wants to go Lakers. Everyone wants to always go Miami, like the big markets. In football, we wanted to see Odell and Jarvis go to Cleveland. Like, it literally doesn't matter where you go. I think the NFL, it's all even. And I hate giving this man props, but Roger Goodell does a good job of making sure that the league's even. And that's what I like about the NFL. And it also helps that NBA is a 5-on-5 sport.
Yeah.
And the NFL is 11-on-11. That also, I mean, kind of helps. That weighs it out. But I like it. I think it's good. I think the players should have a voice.
I mean, I absolutely hate it. Because look, you look at somebody, you look at somebody like Deshaun Watson. If you sign on the dotted line, do not bitch. Stop bitching. Amen. Stop saying, hey, I want to get traded. I want to get traded now. I want to get traded now. Well, when you were a free agent, you could pick anywhere to go, and you chose to re-sign. Now live with it. You're a grown man. You're a grown man. Live with it. When people come out and basically what this starts is, it starts a culture of, okay, you know what? I'll re-sign and see how we do. And if I don't like it in 2 years, or I don't like it in a year, I'll request a trade and then I'll just hold out. Okay. People have to start being like, all right, well, hold out then. You're not going to get paid, and hold out. That's fine. I guarantee he comes back. If the Houston Texans don't trade him and he holds out this entire year, fast forward 2 years, you think Deshaun Watson's going to be like, oh, I'm going to hold out another whole year?
Absolutely not.
No, exactly.
But here's the thing.
And yeah, you can't do that as a Houston GM. I get that. But dude, giving these players this much power is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. You are one person out of those 22 starters. You know what Deshaun Watson does? Is he tells his whole team to basically screw off. That's what he did. I don't like it.
I've made this argument for a long time. I don't like it in the NBA. I don't. I agree. I mean, you sign a contract. I mean, think of it as a job. If you're an employer, if you're a teacher, you can't just walk in. I mean, I guess a bunch of teachers are doing it right now. But if you're a teacher, you can just say, no, I don't want to work. Like, no, I don't want to be here because I don't like that policy. Go find someplace else for me. No, when you do a job, you do a job. When you get paid to do a job, especially when these guys are making the amount of money that they're making.
The dollar signs are hard to turn down.
Pay you. You have to respect them. Deshaun Watson's, I understand why Deshaun Watson's pissed off. He was pissed off because they didn't let him in on the head coach or the GM hire. And that was part of his contract, was they said they would go through him on over any team operations. They
so
would
now be he's informed a GM him. Too, though?
And he had no say in the hiring process. He had no say in the head coaching process. And after they'd fired a head coach that had basically done everything in his path to ruin that guy's career.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I understood why Deshaun Watson was pissed there. I'm still old school in the fact where I think, okay, if you're pissed off, sit down and have a meeting and figure it out. Like, sit down and figure out how we're going to make this work. Who are we going to bring in to fix the situation?
Yeah.
Fix the situation in-house. Don't go to your agent and say, go trade me somewhere. Because then it's going to get blown up. And now your teammates, like you were saying, your teammates are all pissed off at you and they don't want to play with you. And it just creates this whole domino effect where we're going to have guys holding out. And the problem with the difference between the NFL and the NBA is the NBA, you could do it because NBA players sign 1 or 2 year deals.
True.
Because the superstars sign 1 year deals. That way, if they're not happy, they could leave.
But
NFL,
you gotta think,
it's dangerous to do that, obviously, because an injury.
That was gonna be my point.
Yep. It's so much more physical. So now if you start having stars sign these 1 or 2 year deals, all of a sudden, boom, an ACL is gone, or you have
Achilles,
concussion problems.
Whatever.
You're looking at your career being over.
100%.
So it's a tough battle.
One quick thing to add into that is the best player in NFL history, his name is Tom Brady, okay? He, and you've never seen that guy bitch or complain when he was in New England.
No, because they're always winning.
Yeah, but do you think he was the highest paid quarterback when he was in New England?
No, and he chose that.
Yeah, because for the better of the team, right?
Yes, well, because they have a smart owner and smart coach.
That's why they were winning.
If Brady had Bill O'Brien as his head coach, would they have gone to that many Super Bowls? No shot. It's literally all about situation. Yeah. Obviously, Brady.
Have you heard anything from him at Tampa Bay?
No, because look at his weapons.
Well, but
his
him and Bruce weren't happy for a while.
They were, and there was a little point.
but always behind closed doors, right?
Yeah,
correct. Now you have somebody like Deshaun Watson, who I mean, talent wise, he's all there. But as a person, I think Deshaun Watson's a pile. I really do. You can't do that to your team, man. You cannot do that to your team.
Yeah, and you know what? You know who really wants to blow up but can't as well? J.J. Watt. He can't blow up.
Yeah.
But, man, you know he wants to do it.
If they trade Deshaun, they have to trade J.J.
They have to.
Trade him to Pittsburgh. Let him go play with his brother.
Like, you can tell he is so damn frustrated.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's been frustrated for years. You don't hear anything from him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's all class. He's class. He's a class act.
Absolutely.
Deshaun Watson is not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got the biggest game of the year to talk about as well.
That's right.
And speaking of Tom Brady, he's hosting a fucking Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
In first Tampa. That is insane to me.
I can't believe it's never been done before.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
The Niners played, I think it was like 96, something like that. The Super Bowl they played in, it was a stadium near them. It was like someone's college stadium near them, but it wasn't their home stadium, but it was like right outside of San Fran.
I can't remember, I'll
look it up right now. It might have been Stanford.
Because
I thought it was Northern Cal. Hmm.
Well, the Vikings were close after the miracle.
That's right.
That Super Bowl in their new stadium.
They had one more game and then they almost had it, but
they got destroyed in that though, didn't they?
They got clapped by Philly. Now, Nick Foles was on a burner that year. So, I mean, but hey, Tom Brady did it. And he's hosting Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. It is Tom versus Pat, part 5. Who wins?
Really? I don't realize that. Does that count regular season? Yeah.
They're 2-2 right now, right? Against each other.
What? Mahomes won this year. Brady got him in the AFC Championship. The famous offsides
one.
Yep. And then didn't they play in the regular season week 1?
And I think they're, I'm pretty
And Mahomes
sure.
won that one.
Yeah.
I think they're 2-2.
I think they are 2-2.
Yeah.
Good old tiebreaker.
Good old tiebreaker. Just a typical Super Bowl. Yeah. nothing to really stress about here.
Yeah,
huge legacy boost for either quarterback that wins this game. Mm-hmm. Either quarterback that loses, I don't think is a big knock on the legacy. That's the thing here.
Yeah. I think
if Brady loses,
not for Brady.
He's 6-10 in Super Bowls, darn. Yeah.
But also it's going to matter what Mahomes does.
Yeah, I think Brady's going to be extra motivated because he knows he realizes it, and people realize Mahomes is the next upcoming GOAT conversation.
Brady knows that.
I think this is a chance for him to kind of eliminate. I think there could be a good chance 20, 30 years later, we could be talking and having this debate, well, who's the GOAT, Brady or Mahomes? And people can point to this game, which is a little unfair. Brady's 43 years old. But I think this, 20, 30 years from now, I think this could be compared. I mean, this would be, for me, the biggest GOAT conversation is always LeBron Jordan, right? Everyone's always talking about LeBron Jordan. Obviously, we never had the opportunity to see that. This is, for me, a Michael Jordan Wizards team against a LeBron James Cleveland Cavaliers team.
But, I mean, Brady's still playing at a pretty high level.
Right,
I mean,
he threw
right.
more touchdowns than Mahomes in the regular season and right under his yardage. So I mean,
right.
That's why Tom Brady's, he's the best player ever.
Yeah.
I can't even put Mahomes in the conversation until Mahomes has 3-4 Super Bowls. Then
correct.
Let's talk.
Right. Then we can talk. Yeah. Correct. Talent, we can talk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Arm talent, yeah.
There's
a
big difference, I think, between, I always make this argument when we have the Jordan LeBron argument, is there's a big difference between the greatest of all time and the greatest player of all time. I think there's a huge difference there.
Yeah.
I always argued Michael Jordan's by far and away the greatest of all time. And that's because he's championships, his competitiveness. If I take one guy, 2 minutes left, tied game, I'm taking Michael Jordan.
The accolades.
I think at the end of the day, this could eventually become that same conversation where I think Mahomes, growing up watching Brady and watching Mahomes right now, Mahomes might be the most talented player I've ever seen.
I think so too.
The way he's mobile, he makes things happen, his arm strength, just everything about him might be the greatest, most talent-wise player I've ever seen. But at the end of the day, if I'm going on a playoff run, I'm taking Tom Brady 10 out of 10 times.
Oh, 100%, because we were always talking about, oh, Brady versus Rodgers, Brady versus Breeze, but he just slammed the door on both of those this year. Like, absolutely slammed the fucking door.
Even before this year, though.
Yeah, even I know, but it was a debate before this year, right?
It was a debate
because of the accolades.
Because he was with Bill Belichick, I think.
Correct.
People always said, well, he has a great coach in Bill Belichick.
Exactly. Yeah. But now this year, it was literally just his first year.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm back in the Super Bowl. So I think, yeah, slam the door on both those. But now I think, yeah, you're right. 5 years from now, I think it's Mahomes versus Brady. Chiefs, 14-2. Their only legit loss was against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay went 11-5. They did not win the division. And then
you a Saints fan too?
No.
We had a bet. We had a bet for who would win the division.
And I got $100 for the Saints. But,
gotcha.
But the playoffs came around.
And so Bucks lost to the Saints twice.
Three times.
Oh, 100%. And that's
exactly what I texted before the game. I said it's impossible to beat the same team three times, especially when the quarterback's name is Tom Brady.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, he's right.
Yeah.
He's
that's right. I mean, it's even hard to beat the same team twice. I mean, if I'm playing a sport or if my favorite team, I'm watching my favorite team in the playoffs, I would much rather play a team that they haven't played all year than play a team that they've beaten before. Because I always get a bad feeling. I mean, it was the same thing with the Seahawks this year. I know they split with the Rams in the regular season, but I did not feel good going into that one.
Oh, yeah. So right now we're looking at Bucks Chiefs. So you guys want to play a little game?
Let's do it.
All right.
I don't know, Ryan. I've heard that from you before.
Hey, does it end up being fun or what?
Of course I want to play.
There we go. All right. Keep that same energy, baby. So Patrick Mahomes, over or under 320 yards? Seth, you go first.
I'm going under. I bet the under for total points in this game. I think this game's going to be lower scoring than people think. Tom Brady's a game manager. He is the ultimate game manager.
Yep.
And what makes me nervous for Kansas City in this game is Kansas City likes to come from behind. They get down early. They like to come from behind. You can't do that against Tom Brady. If Tom Brady gets you in a hole early, he's going to manage the clock.
Yeah, he plays time of possession, and you're fucked.
I think it's going to be under. I think this is a game. I still have the Chiefs winning, but I think it's going to be a lower scoring game than people predict, and I think it's going to be. I think defenses are going to step up bigger than people think. I'm going to go under.
Zach,
under, 1,000%.
Okay,
1,000% under. They're facing. Okay, Jason Pierre-Paul out of his prime. Great pass rusher though. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. If you like, go back and you look at when Cam Newton won his MVP and he went to the Super Bowl versus Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. Okay. Everybody and their mother thought Cam Newton and the Panthers were going to win that football game. The reason they didn't is because of their two offensive tackles could not block DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller. Now, I know 100%. Those are two high-level rushers, okay?
Yeah.
But those were starting offensive tackles.
Yes.
The Chiefs do not have Eric Fisher or Michael Shortz. Yeah. Mitchell Shortz. Two all-pro offensive tackles. Two all-pro offensive tackles. And Eric Fisher's right now the second best pass blocking tackle in the NFL. By far.
Yeah.
Jason Pierre-Paul and Sue and Vita Veda, who's back from that broken ankle, are going to get after that offensive line. And Barrett.
And you got Shaq Barrett. And Devin White. White's incredible.
Devin White.
He's going to be the game changer.
Yeah. Tampa Bay is going to come out and run a cover one cat, which Bill Belichick famously ran all the time against Ocho Cinco and the Bengals, and then continue running it where basically it's a cover one, but the guy that's in that zone is double teaming. Who do you think he's going to be double teaming? Hill. And then you know who Devin White's going to cover, and he has the speed to cover him?
Any running back?
Kelsey. He's going to be covering Kelsey.
He'll be what about Lavonte David?
Lavonte David doesn't have the speed. Lavonte David's going to be their running back guy.
Well, because isn't Lavonte David taller?
Yeah, but when it comes to coverage, who's a better covering linebacker? Devin White is.
They're both pretty nasty. That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I think Devin White is the better of the two in coverage.
Oh, 100%.
In coverage,
yeah,
for sure.
Okay.
Devin White's going to be one-on-one with Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Okay. They're going to have to use people like Hardman, and Hardman's a real deal. But they're going to have to, Hardman's going to have to be able to win this football game.
Yeah, because isn't Watkins out too?
Yeah. And Tampa Bay, dude, the one thing, they're one diamond in the rough through the playoffs. I think you guys can both agree. It's Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think they saved him all year long. I had that dude in fantasy and I was like, he's going to break out at some point, but they just kept pushing Ronald Jones, pushing Ronald Jones.
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
Now
he gets to
the playoffs and now here comes Fournette. Yeah. I think they were saving him all year long.
I think you make a good point. I think they probably did.
Fournette is going to take the time off the clock. Tom Brady's going to do what he needs to do. He's going to dink and dime. And then when he wants to take a shot, he's going to. Back to your original question, under for sure for Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be under pressure so much, and when they're running that cover one cat, I think they're going to be a lot more from their base 3-4. I think they're going to be in a huge nickel. I think they're going to have to go big nickel where they put Barrett down there and they have four rushing linemen. That's going to be the end of it. I don't know, man. I think the Chiefs lose this game. Chiefs lose this game.
It's going to be a great-ass Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There's no way it's a blowout. There's no way.
Yeah, I mean, the only way it could be a blowout, and I don't see Tampa Bay blowing out the Chiefs. The only way it could be a blowout is if the Chiefs blow them out. Because you see when Tom Brady gets behind, especially in his old age now, when he gets behind like he did in the two regular season games against the Saints, and especially the second one, it can go ugly quick. That defense has a time struggling when they're behind.
Yeah.
And, you know, they mess around with a lot of quarters coverage, a lot of cover three cloud, a lot of cover two cat, instead of cover one cat coverage. But I think they're going to be cover one cat heavy, and I think you're going to see Tyreek Hill shut down. I think he's going to be pressed and have a guy over the top of him. So if he's
you
not
have
getting
to
the ball,
shut him down if you're the Bucs. You have to.
If he's not getting the ball in the backfield, I think he's going to have a tough time getting the ball, period.
Okay. How about this one? Mike Evans, over or under 6.5 catches?
I got on this morning. I actually made some big bets for Mike Evans. I think Mike Evans is going to have a good game. I bet big on him in touchdowns. He's their big kind of fade route, red zone kind of guy. 6.5, that's with as many options as they have. I think I'm going to take under on the total receptions. Okay. I think he'll have a touchdown. I'm going to take under just because, I mean, you got Godwin there. AB's playing this one. Scotty Miller, Fournette. Ronald Jones still out backfield. Cameron Bray. You got so many options in Tampa, and we know Tom loves to spread the ball.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go under. I think 6.5 is. I think 7 catches is gonna be too much.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's gonna get the 7 catches because I think in the first quarter he's gonna have about 4 or 5.
I hope so. I bet him pretty big.
You look at Green Bay, right? In Green Bay game, he had an outstanding. I mean, targeting wise, he got targeted so many times.
That's what I'm saying.
And then, like you said, when it comes to red zone. If they're at the 6-yard line or out in the red zone, the ball's going to Mike Evans.
Yeah,
has to.
Yeah, I bet.
Ball
that's
is going
I bet
to Mike Evans. I think touchdowns was a huge, great bet for you. I did take touchdowns in him. The only thing I did take is I took the under for Patrick Mahomes. So that's funny you asked. And then I took Tampa Bay money line.
Money line. Is that what, plus 145, I think, right now, right?
When I took it, it was plus 170 because it was at 3.5.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Okay. But I told you about that.
You told me about that. Yeah.
A long time ago. But yeah, no, I think it's going to be, I think him getting to 7 catches is definitely plausible for sure.
Yeah.
I
bet him having a touchdown, and then I bet him having a touchdown before Travis Kelce was the other one I hit. It was like a plus 110 money line.
I think that's a great bet because I think Travis Kelce might get shut down by Devin White. I really, truly do.
Shut down or slowed down?
Shut down.
Yeah. What are we talking shut down here?
Under 50 yards.
How many catches?
He's gonna get touches. He's gonna get 5 catches, but he's gonna be under 50 yards.
Okay.
I think the big thing comes with Travis Kelce, dude. How many times have you seen that guy catch the ball 4 yards out and then ends up making a 25-yard catch?
Yeah.
And they love those little funky little dump plays to him in the red zone.
Oh my God, they work every time. Though.
Devin White is an outstanding open field tackler. That's why when I was talking to you about like him not making, I couldn't believe it, dude.
That was asinine.
I could not believe it. There's 3 linebackers I think better than him in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Darius Leonard, Bobby Wagner, and
I would
probably Kendricks.
Are we talking just straight middle or outside?
Middle
Devin,
okay. Yeah, because when you get into outside, you start getting into the 3-4s.
Then it gets weird.
I think Kendricks, you could argue, is better than him. Obviously, Leonard's better than him. Obviously, Bobby Wagner's better than him. But
then it kind of gets into a debate.
Yeah.
Who's the Martinez dude in New York? I would say that dude's the most underrated linebacker.
What about DeMario Davis?
Damon Davis, solid.
Real deal.
I'd take Devin White before I take him, though.
Yeah, me too. Especially because he's way younger.
Yeah.
And how important is covering as a linebacker now?
Huge.
Oh, yeah. You got these running backs and these
It's not
tight
the Ray
now.
Lewis, Brian Urlacher no. middle linebackers no. anymore, where you got to come up not. And fill holes all the time. I mean, you have to do that. Don't get me wrong. But it's a lot about covering, and especially now with how tight ends are, man. If you have a good tight end
and
on
running
your team,
backs.
Yeah. If you have a good tight end on your team, good running back that can receive the ball well, it's a hard team to beat.
Yeah.
All right. Tampa Bay sacks over or under 2.5.
Mahomes is tough to sack. I know Tampa lives and die by the pressure, but I'm gonna go under on this too. Mahomes is a tough dude to sack.
He is.
He's mobile. He
I know
when
Zach's
in doubt,
answer
he
already.
Hucks it and he hopes Tyreek Hill's gonna find it. I love this Tampa Bay defense. I've been saying Tom Brady's gonna get all the attention. Tom Brady's gonna get all the glory for this run, but this defense has saved their season. This defense has come alive second half of the year, and this defense has really guided them. I mean, the Saints game completely changed thanks to their defense. Their defense went out and won that in that game in the fourth quarter.
Oh, absolutely.
The game against Green Bay, Tom Brady was awful that second half against Green Bay.
Yeah,
Tom
he had
Brady,
three interceptions.
Yeah,
and he
kept
won.
Throwing picks.
I agree with you.
And there was a point in the third and fourth quarter in that Green Bay game, they had to stop without field goal or touchdown Aaron Rodgers four straight possessions to win that game, and they did. They stopped him four straight times. So this defense is legit, but damn, Mahomes, I think it's outside of maybe Lamar Jackson, is the toughest quarterback to bring down because he could escape.
Yep.
His back heel is hucking it to Tyreek Hill, just assuming that Tyreek Hill,
it's
majority
ridiculous.
Of the time he comes down with it.
On a dot.
So I think I'm gonna take the under. I think they get one, maybe two in this one.
You want me to answer?
I'm ready. Are you, Seth? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Over. You have three linemen that are starters for the Kansas City Chiefs who are playing. Two backup offensive tackles who get paid less than $2.7 million a year for a reason. Okay. I think you're going to look at Ndamukong Suh is going to have an outstanding game. Barrett's going to have an outstanding game. Pierre Paul is going to have an outstanding game. Vita Vea is going to have an outstanding game. Okay. Now, Vita Vea, obviously, he's not a sack guy. Okay. He's a guy that's going to shut down runners.
He's a plug.
Okay. I'm, if you told me the line was at three sacks, was at three or even 3.5, I would go over. Patrick Mahomes. Okay. The one thing about them, we can all be honest here. What's the thing with Kansas City that makes them Kansas City? They're 20 plus yards plays, right?
That's, 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
That's Andy Reid and Mahomes.
Yeah. Those plays take time to develop. Now, how they get that time to develop is all that kind of like mirroring and stuff as far as motions and just kind of like making
mirrors,
just making it
trickery.
Pretty, right?
Yeah.
You get one D lineman looking this way and doing this, then it's a lot different. I guarantee you, in cover one cat, that doesn't matter. They don't care. They are pass rushing the entire game. And yeah, I agree. Patrick Mahomes is a hard guy to bring down.
I was
going to
say, because how many times have you seen him scramble and complete a downfield pass?
No, a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times. Good luck with those two offensive tackles. Good luck, Chiefs. Good luck, Chief fans out there. If there is a Chiefs fan out there that wants to bet me anything, because I've got a lot riding on it already, okay? My Bovada account is on there. Let me tell you, okay? Because I got 500 on the money line, so each 100's to win 170, okay? And any Chiefs fan out there that wants to bet me straight up or give me points or take the money line with me, I am all ears. I am all ears for it. Because I'm telling you, dude, it's going to be a lot different than what people think. And, man, I can't even get into my Vegas thing about it. But you know about that, dude. I can't. You know how many people are going and betting on the Chiefs right now? Come on. How do you not take the Chiefs? How do you not take the Chiefs?
I'm taking the Chiefs.
Exactly. Yeah. How do you not, right?
Yeah.
Vegas doesn't lose money.
No, I know.
Who is there's just a just listening to what was his name?
Oh, Chloe and Andy.
Dwight
are
Smith.
Watching. They're saying hi.
What was his name? Dwight
What's
Smith.
What's up, Andrew? Chloe, get out of here. I'm joking. Thank you for watching, guys. I appreciate you. And you too, Chloe.
He just said Chiefs suck. That's Andy.
Good. The Chiefs do suck, but the Raiders suck too, man.
Yeah.
Is he a Raiders fan?
Imagine having Mahomes in your division for like the next 20 years.
Imagine signing Derek Carr to that contract. You can make a whole podcast about that. How much do the Raiders fuck up every year?
Oh, every year.
Every
one of the most dysfunctional franchises.
Oh, hey, you got a coach there on a 10-year deal. the dude is going to do whatever he wants. That's always, you never sign a coach to a 10-year deal.
But just to say, my old head coach, Lane Kiffin, is the guy that drafted Jamarcus Russell. So, I mean, he's where it began, so.
Okay, I got another one. Tom Brady. Over or under 27 and a half completions.
Oh, I saw, I thought about this one a lot this morning. I saw that one. I don't know, because it's going to be such a pass-heavy game.
Correct.
It's because there's such a pass-heavy game.
I don't see the Bucs going up on the Chiefs the whole game and then just running the ball. Because that would be the case if they were up. That's what Tom Brady does.
Yeah.
But I don't see the Chiefs being under 7 points at any point this game.
I'm taking the over here. I think Brady has at least 40 pass attempts and and 20 just could complete 28 of those. It's a Tom Brady Super Bowl. I mean, even when they lost a couple years ago to Philly, dude had what, like 40 something completions and 500 yards when they lost to Philly in that Super Bowl. Tom Brady in Super Bowl is just a different animal. I'm taking the over for sure.
Okay. Bennett?
I think I got to go with the over as well, just because, I mean, what, 27 and a half? That's seven completions a quarter. He's going to be doing that. And you got to think, he's going to have two easy completions a quarter with Chris Godwin screens, Mike Evans screens, and then I really do. I mean, also, I mean, it's going to really depend on how well the Chiefs are defending the run.
Well, and the Chiefs are so quick with their offense, too. Chiefs don't eat a lot of clock. So I think Brady's going to have a lot of – Bucks, I think, are going to dominate the time of possession. And so I think
Chiefs could win it. I really do.
Win the game?
The time of possession.
Oh, no, their drives are always quick. They never win the time of possession. They just score so quick.
In the second half, they'll take some time off the clock.
Because this is a team that likes to coast.
First quarter, second quarter. Yeah, they're going to go fast. But, I mean, when you hit that third and fourth quarter, if they're up two possessions, they will coast for sure. Yeah. I mean, I can see where you're coming from, but, I mean, with how Leonard Fournette's playing and the most underrated offensive line in football with Wharfs and Jensen.
Yeah,
Jensen is the Bucs.
And Marpet.
Yeah, dude, the guys are, I mean, I don't know how they got snubbed out of all pros. I mean, they should have been at least second team. But I don't know, man. It really depends on how Leonard Fournette does with time of possession. If Leonard Fournette comes out and plays like how he can play, and Ronald Jones is a great switch up too. He is. He's a great switch up from that like bruiser.
Yeah.
Okay. If they come out and can run the ball, time possession is going to definitely go
to the Bucs.
To the Bucs.
Yeah.
I'm taking the over.
Under on the completions for you?
No, I said
he
over.
Took
over. You said over? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because it's seven completions a quarter. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I saw one today I want to talk about. Tyreek Hill, longest reception. It was 27 and a half. Your 27 and a half reminded me of that. But Tyreek Hill, longest reception. Is it over 27 and a half?
Over.
You're taking over on that?
Easy.
I bet the over on this one.
Over.
Cover one cat.
There's going to be one slip up.
Cover one cat.
It's going to happen.
Cover one cat. Cover one cat, Ryan.
I know. No, I know, but this is a young secondary that has never been in this game before.
Yeah.
Any of them.
That's the Bucs' weakness is their secondary.
Yeah. Yes, they have seen Tyreek Hill before, but...
You went over 200 yards against them last time.
Correct.
When they ran quarters.
I don't know. This Byron Leftwich, dude, I don't know. I don't think he's going to stick to that cover one cat. I don't think he is. He'll probably run it, and he'll be like, maybe they're going to figure it out. They're going to switch. Tyreek Hill, boom, 50 yards. Watch.
I bet the over big on that one.
I think cover one cat. under 27 and a half for sure. If he gets an over, it's going to be him catching the ball at 5 yards, 6 yards, and making people miss. But
I just think one way or another, like they're going to get him involved. Yeah, like you said, they always find a way to get Tyreek Hill involved. Yeah. Whether if he's not open downfield, they'll run one of those screens. They'll run one of those dinky plays, and one of those always busts out. I mean, I'm taking the over.
So you think they're going to run... something else other than like a cover one cat or cover one bang.
They're not running that every time though.
You don't think so? You know, I bet they run it 89% to 90% of the time. 85 to 90% of the time. I bet you.
Damn.
Has Byron Leftwich ever done that?
Yeah. Yes, he has.
Or no, Todd Bowles, excuse me.
To say Byron, he's offense.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at somebody, this is what I think. Okay, who's the decision maker around Tampa Bay? Let's be honest.
It's Arians.
Okay. Tom.
No. All jokes aside, though, it's Tom Brady.
Yes.
Okay. When you look at
for offense, though, right?
When you look at somebody that's came in and stopped the greatest receivers of all time, some of the greatest receivers of all time, who's that coach?
Bill Belichick.
Thank you. When you want to go in there and you look and you have some common sense and you say, we're not letting Tyreek Hill beat us, especially when you have covering linebackers that can take on Kelsey, you're going to run cover one cat or cover one Bengal, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're going to run that. They are going to run that. That's just like, that is some basic stuff. And I can guarantee you the Chiefs think they're going to run that too. It's not like, this isn't like something that's like, oh, okay, well, maybe in this situation we'll run. I think this is their game plan all around. If you see anything but cover one Bengal, cover one cat, whatever you want to call it, I think you're going to see cover three cloud, maybe cover three push cloud. So that's basically where your linebackers are running that cover two, mm-hmm. and then you have your three quarters. Or even with Devin Wright, you could see maybe a Tampa two, go back to some Monty Kiffin stuff. That wouldn't be terrible, but the only problem with that is, can Devin Wright guard the middle of the field, especially when you have somebody so fast as Tyreek Hill?
Mm-hmm. Especially like, as crazy of an offense as with the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's why when you get into these zone coverages and stuff, and then it's really hard to get pressure on.
Exactly.
Really hard to get pressure on with zone coverages.
Yeah.
Especially, like I said, I don't think they're going to run too much 3-4. I mean, maybe 10%, 20% 3-4. Yeah. I think they're going to be in big nickel.
Yeah, I think they should.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I mean, they might be in like a traditional nickel too. I can see that. But Mahomes has tore up some nickel defenses before. Buffalo. Buffalo run the nickel defense a lot with their quarters. And Buffalo ran a traditional like 4-3 sometimes. But he tore everything up. I think
everything.
The Raiders ran cover one Bengal. Now, they took away Kelsey instead of Hill. That's why I think, didn't Hill go off against the Raiders?
Which game? Are you talking about the one they lost?
The one they lost, yeah. I think Hill had like a buck 40 or something.
God, that was like week 4.
But I think Kelsey had under like 60 yards, right?
Yeah. No, he didn't do good that game.
Cover one Bengal. Cover one Cat.
But they still put up a lot of points, though.
1,000%. But is the Raiders' defense as talented as the Bucs?
Fuck no.
Do the Raiders have linebackers that can cover Kelsey?
No.
That's why they doubled Kelsey instead of Hill, right?
Yes.
The Raiders went in there and said, Kelsey's not going to beat us. And he didn't.
No, he did not. It's going to be fun.
But Tyreek Hill did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got one. The weekend has a top 5 Super Bowl halftime performance.
Oh, hell no.
Over
no.
Under.
No, no. This might be the first Super Bowl that I use halftime to go get a beer, go get some fresh air, get on my phone for a little bit. I don't even know if I'm gonna. J-Lo was awesome.
Oh, and Shakira.
I fucked hard with J-Lo and Shakira. Not
J-Lo is so
going
goddamn hot.
Going into unreal. This one, no, the weekend I have no excitement for this.
I don't either.
This is gonna be the first Super Bowl halftime show where I'm like, all right. Dope, it's halftime. I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna get a beer. I'm gonna chill. I'm gonna relax. I'm gonna sit on my phone. Yeah. I ain't gonna be watching it. No,
collecting halftime bets.
I think maybe bottom five. Maybe
halftime bets are. I love them.
Live betting it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll be pretty drunk. I'll probably like it.
Blinded by the light.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I know like one or two weekend songs.
What blind?
I'd probably like know them when I heard them, but I don't. I can't name them. I can't sit here and name them.
I can't
guarantee
either.
You. Yes, you can, Ryan. Ryan has the weekend album hanging up in his room.
Really? Which one?
I don't know, but
which
you
one?
Do. You do.
Which one? Tell me.
You had to name one. That way you can rub it back in.
I can't remember. It was really blurry when I woke up in your bed.
Yeah, well, those roofies started to wear off.
I got to say, well, woke up in your bed.
Oh, no, you heard him. Okay, score predictions.
Oh.
We got to wrap it up. Who wants to go first? Actually, I got to think. I got mine.
I got mine.
Yeah, I took the under on the points, and I had predicted the score earlier this week. I can't remember what I said. I think I said 31-21, my final Kansas City. But I think
10-point win.
I think it's closer than the score shows. I think Kansas City gets one late.
Oh, gotcha.
To kind of put it away. Okay. I think it's closer than it shows, but I got 31-21.
24-28.
Tampa? You have Tampa, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got 27-23.
Kansas City?
How do you have somebody Chiefs. Getting their 23 points? You're going to have two field goals kicked?
Yep.
I just don't see either team kicking too many field goals. I see maybe one between both of them. Just be, how many times did Tampa Bay and Kansas City, like, dude, they go for it, man. If it's fourth and one, fourth and two, and
those are, I know. I bet those two this morning as well as to the two, will this team have 14 fourth down conversion? I bet yes on both of them. I think these teams, like you said, I think they're going to go for it all day.
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl.
Field goals don't beat Tom Brady. Field goals don't beat Patrick Mahomes.
If it's like a fourth and two and fourth and one.
As Troy Aikman would say, with each field goal, you get closer to losing the game.
But we're talking about Mike Evans. He can drop passes.
Yeah.
The Chiefs receivers, except Hill, they can drop passes.
1,000%.
No, there's penalties, chances. Errors.
Definitely chances. There's definitely errors and stuff. But I just think, I mean, dude, I wouldn't be surprised if you see him go for it on fourth and four inside, like, the 35.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I mean, it depends
if you're Tampa Bay. If you're Tampa Bay, it's fourth and four on the 35-yard line, your very first drive, okay? You probably kick a field goal.
Yes.
Okay? Second half, are you doing that? No, do you want to give the ball to Patrick Mahomes?
What's the score? I mean, just it literally depends on the situation.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, that is so situational.
No, it really is. But say they're up four, which is really common with field goals, right? You're going to be up, somebody's going to be up four, right? So say they're up four. Say the Chiefs are up four. You're going to kick a field goal with, like, even beginning of the third quarter? I don't know, man.
I look at it, too, with Tom is like we talked about earlier, Tom is calling these shots. I mean, this is
these Tom's kickers are automatic
Bruce,
too.
Bruce Arians obviously has a say.
Suck up
Tom,
and Butker.
Tom decides the outcome. And you're gonna tell me in the third quarter, in a fourth and three, fourth and four situation, that Tom's gonna be okay with going off the field and letting the field goal unit come on and kick it and give the ball to Patrick Mahomes? Hell no. I think Tom Brady's, there's no way he's gonna get off that field. I think Bruce Arians is gonna say, yeah, Tom, you call it. Tom's going to bring the offense back out there.
I like when Bruce Arians was talking about his post-game conference with the Green Bay game right before the second half.
The mindset
half.
That Tom brought well, in.
Well, you guys remember that pass to Scotty Miller he had right before that happened. Wasn't that crazy?
Oh,
that
was insane,
the punt unit comes onto the field, okay? And Tom Brady walks over to Bruce Arians and says, well, you know, what are we doing? Bruce Arians calls a timeout. Tom Brady, big dick Tom, trots back on there, okay? And he throws an absolute dime to Scotty Miller. He said, let's go to the end
zone. And literally back to the end zone.
Who is that Packers defensive coordinator? What was his name? He's out of a job now, and I think it's solely because of that play.
Yeah. And Kevin King was he's close to getting
Kevin
cut.
Kevin King was terrible that whole game. Yeah. And then he had that play. Someone on Tampa dropped one, and that dude, he's pulled the traditional cornerback route where he gets up and starts waving his hands.
Like, no fire zone! When it goes like right through his hands.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, he just got his ass cooked. But that was bad. But I think it's going to be a safe day. I think Tom, there's no way you're taking Tom off the field in the third and fourth quarter.
Absolutely not.
If it's within conversion.
That's just, I mean, why would you do that?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Bruce. Like, do you not know who this guy is? Well, or?
While we're alive here, and you guys are so gung-ho on the Chiefs, let me know if you guys want to make a bet.
Okay, I'll let you know. I'll talk to you. What day is
no,
it?
No, you told me. I'll let you know by Wednesday. It is Friday.
It is Friday.
We are 2 days, 48 hours away from the Super Bowl, Ryan. You let me know, Buckaroo.
I'm so nervous.
Even you, Seth. Even you. If you want to get in on this action,
I'll say about it. I got a lot riding on it already.
Oh, I got more than a lot. We're banking home. Let's go, Tampa.
Someone else just put Tampa on there too.
Who?
Can't bet against Uncle Tom.
There you
Tristan
go.
Tristan Nichols.
Ah, Tristan, what's up? That's shout out to the boy Tristan right there. Yep. Defensive tackle at Nevada. He's the real deal. He'll be in the NFL soon.
Okay.
Watch that boy.
Okay, Tristan, boy. I see you. It is hard to bet against Uncle Tom, but I got 50 on the Chiefs right now with one of my old coworkers. And how much do you want?
I mean, You know the usual is the hundo,
like a jersey or something,
the Benjamin. But I mean, if you want to do 50,
who's your team? Who's your favorite team?
Dallas Cowboys. Let's not talk about it today.
Oh man,
let's not talk about it today.
Not today.
No, I'm down to bet 100, all like usual, like I usually do. But I got like probably like 500, and then with props, I probably got like another 100 on the game already. So if you want to do like 50,
I'll do 50.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Periscope, you hear this?
Are you doing?
You hearing this?
Are you doing?
You can't gamble in Idaho.
Are you giving me now? Are you giving me points, or are we doing money?
Nah, do this straight up. Do this straight up.
I'm thinking straight up. Just winner, money line.
Maybe give like an extra $10.
Yeah, that's what I'm down with that. So you'd pay
like
me
60 to 50. Do 60 to 50.
I'd pay you 50. You'd pay me 60.
Well, what's that? It's at 145 right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So what's the math on that?
Yeah, yeah, I would do that.
It'd be like 58.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Seth. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Seth.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Hang on. Get this, Periscope.
All right. Let's go, Bucks.
This is gonna be fun. I just wish this was. If this was a fully fan attendance event. I don't think I would bet on Kansas City. I don't think there's any way I would touch that. I would probably even bet the money line just because the payout's going to be good yeah. and it's 50-50 at that point.
That's a good
what
question
are they
with
doing
attendance.
With the fans? So I
it's
heard
25%.
I heard it's all first responders, though.
They gave out a bunch of like healthcare workers tickets and then like sponsors and then I think it was like first respondents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
so
that
means they're all
move.
Tampa fans. And one thing I will say, dude, with the Chiefs, AFC championship game, that was a pretty loud game. And
yeah.
the Buffalo,
Arrowhead's
the
crazy
Buffalo
though.
Divisional
Arrowhead.
Game was really loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, even the commentators were like, hey, man, guys, it sounds like
it's
fucking
it's like
sold
a goddamn
out.
Regular
yeah.
season
yeah.
Sunday night game.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm this is probably the most excited I've been for a Super Bowl in about
a while for me. I thought that Rams Pats game didn't like it. The Niners Chiefs game was all right.
You want to know the last Super Bowl that I was probably this lost. Excited about? The Colts versus the Saints.
Oh, yeah. Peyton versus Drew.
Yeah.
That was Peyton's
damn.
Moment. Peyton
yeah,
blew it. I was waiting for that. I love Peyton.
That was
Peyton's
a
chance.
Great Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Dude, that I will be 80 years old on hospice, and I will remember that onside kick.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that Super Bowl that Bourbon Street.
That was the year
it'll
two,
never
Peyton,
get that
Peyton
lit ever
had
again.
Finally beaten Tom because he beat Tom in the AFC Championship
yep.
that year.
Yep.
And then everyone, I think the Colts were pretty big favorites in that one. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think Colts were heavily favored to win that one.
I wasn't betting back then, so I would yeah. have no idea.
We were in what fifth grade?
Yeah, I would have no idea what the line
was.
Like
but a Reese's peanut butter cup. Probably.
I could only assume. Yeah, I could only assume. I got a Gatorade.
the little nipple cap.
Okay, boys, watch out! Here comes the king size Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, yeah. Like
the whole
best,
lunch
like,
table.
You got to like ask out your fifth grade crush or some shit if like the Colts lose this.
Yeah, the Saints win, bro. Oh my god, do it, Mikey, do it. Yeah.
No, that was a good one. I'm trying to remember what other ones that I was like hyped going into where I was like, this is going to be a good game.
Seahawks Patriots was a good one. I was really hyped for that.
Nah. I mean,
it wasn't a lit
we're
matchup.
We're not talking about that game.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. That's a touchy subject for you.
What happened, dude?
Yeah, wasn't there?
What happened?
Have you not seen the play?
The worst part about that game is liking the Seahawks. The year before that, the Seahawks had like the biggest blowout in Super Bowl history. Absolutely just destroyed the Denver Broncos here about. Yeah.
That
no
was bad.
You could ask any Seahawks fan out there. No Seahawks fan will ever remember that game because that Malcolm Butler play. That one stupid Malcolm Butler play will always take
away
that
thing about that game.
Because you think at that time, you think of Legion and Boom. Yeah. You think of Legion and Boom. You think those early Russ years. You think of that moment.
Well, dude, and they had 100%.
It is terrible. It takes away. Fan bases go. I mean, look at Detroit. Fan bases go forever, their entire lifetime without getting a sniff of a championship.
Yep.
Seattle gets a Super Bowl and it's basically washed because the next year
my biggest
blew it.
My biggest like Cowboy memory that I'm like, oh my god, that sucks so much is
Tony Romo.
Dude, Tony Romo in the playoffs.
Oh,
he's one of my favorite quarterbacks because of that reason.
I couldn't believe it. We were celebrating going on to the next round, basically like chip shot.
Yep.
And Tony.
Why was he the PAT holder, first of all?
So he had been the PAT holder the whole season, but that was when he had Drew Bledsoe. And that was the year he started over Drew Bledsoe in game four.
Oh, okay.
That was Bill Parcells.
I've always been curious about why is Tony Romo, why was he ever the PAT holder in the first place?
He used to always be second string quarterbacks,
yeah,
and now it's,
yeah.
now a lot of times it's punters.
You have your own, yeah.
Punters
yeah.
now. Punters do it a lot, which
I've seen that,
which I like just because they're used to taking those like high velocity snaps because it doesn't look like it on TV.
That's very true.
Have you ever seen a long snapper in person, man?
Oh, they're humming it.
Dude, those things are coming fucking back.
I used to have a catch for them. I worked with the BSU team. That was one of my jobs.
Yeah, I was like, how are backups catching that?
Yeah.
God damn.
Especially when you're so used to taking those floaters from centers. I mean, they're not floaters, but I mean, when you're a shotgun, I mean, you can basically you're looking around the defense. You know where the ball's going to hit you, basically. You know,
yeah, it's automatic.
Is that moment as a Cowboys fan? Is that moment worse than the Dez catch, or the Dez non-catch against Green Bay?
Yes, because you got to look that year with the Dez not catch. Like, Green Bay outplayed him that whole game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you look on who they were going to face next, and it's like, could they win a Super Bowl that year?
Was that the year that New York then beat them? That wasn't the year that New York won it, was it? That New York beat Green Bay in the NFC Championship and went on to beat the Patriots. The second yeah, time they beat the Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it that year?
Imagine that. Imagine losing to Eli Manning twice as Tom Brady. Because, I mean, all jokes aside, though, if he won those two, I mean, you could talk all Mahomes that you want.
Oh, nobody, my God.
Nobody would come
Nobody's
close.
Doing that.
Nobody would come close.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a different discussion, different day, but that's crazy. I don't know. Yeah, that desk catch was definitely heartbreaking, too. You didn't have to bring
or
that
the Rodgers,
up.
Or was, the Rodgers pass to, who was it? Was that Jared Cook? Was that when Cook was in Green Bay?
That was Jared Cook.
The one, the 20-yard, Damn, there's been some rough moments.
Damn, dude. I mean, you only got me. I mean, you got to get me started.
Now
my
we could
God.
Get into the Saints for a second.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the Saints are facing the refs this week.
Yeah, the last 5 years have been brutal with playoff endings.
The Joiner one might go down in history as the worst. That has to be the worst no call.
Which the Roby Coleman?
No, that was Roby Coleman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was the worst, but I think we've argued this before on this show.
Yeah, we have. But and you're wrong.
I always get upset when Saints say that's why we lost. Because you had the ball in overtime.
And the whole game.
You know, when the Kansas City was offsides, I think it was D Ford, when he was offsides against New England and they lost that game, that was a reasonable excuse to say that's why we lost the game, because Mahomes never touched the ball again. New England went down, got a field goal, went to overtime, won the coin toss. Brady gets it, goes down, scores a touchdown. Mahomes never even touched the field after that offsides call.
No, you're right.
The Saints get that PI call, go into
then
overtime.
Then it doesn't go to overtime.
Start with but they had the ball. They had a drive. There was like,
because there was no flag.
A minute and like 40 seconds left. They had the ball.
Yeah.
They had a chance to win that game.
I know.
Sucks.
Yeah, I know. He's ass.
Hey, actually, quick question before we wrap up here. I know you're wanting to wrap up, but we were texting about this. Month ago or so,
it was after the Saints Bucks game.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So you were saying that you kind of hope they don't re-sign Drew Brees. Right?
I think.
Yeah, I would agree. I would not want Drew. I love Drew. Drew's.
I said this on Blue Collar Sports. I said this after the no call. It was after that game.
That was like 2 years ago.
And I literally said, I was like, the Saints will not win another Super Bowl with Drew Brees. I was like, it won't happen. Yeah. He's just. I mean, it was after the Minneapolis Miracle. I think that was his last good year. With arm strength and accuracy.
What's it going to look like with Jameis?
I think it's going to be a completely better offense.
No, not Jameis. I think if your short-term answer could be Hill, but that's not... I mean, dude, correct. That, even then you're winning five games with Hill. With Jameis Winston, you're winning three.
I think we could win seven or eight with
Taysom.
I
got a theory to the whole Taysom 100%. Hill thing. I got my big theory with the whole Taysom Hill thing. I think it was a Sean Payton drawn-up thing. I think Taysom Hill... Obviously, I think Jameis Winston's a better quarterback than Taysom Hill. Saints, when Drew Brees had that rib injury, they were cruising. They were basically marching. They knew they were going to be in the playoffs. They knew they'd probably win the division. And they knew they could probably get a win or two out of Taysom Hill. And they ended up doing that. I truly think he did not play Jameis Winston, because Jameis Winston's a free agent now. He's on a 1 year deal. I think Jameis Winston plays three games, goes off. Now you're looking at $15-20 million re-sign in the offseason, and Saints can't afford that. He's elsewhere. I truly think they covered up Jameis Winston during that span so they can re-sign him for cheap this offseason. I think it is 100% going to be Jameis Winston's
team. I think that's a very
team.
Legit argument.
I don't think Taysom Hill is going to be a quarterback. I think he's going to still be a member of the Saints, obviously. They love to use him, but I don't think there's going to be any competition. I think Jameis Winston's
Sean's a smart guy.
Jenkins is going to be gone. Jordan's going to be gone. Davis
Emmanuel
gone.
Sanders.
Jordan's gone? Cameron Jordan's gone?
You got to almost get rid of him with the cap, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God, it's bad. Oh, yeah, I think Emmanuel Sanders has to get traded. Like, something's got... Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you know the one thing I do wish NFL salary cap... I think this would help out NFL teams a lot, is they should run it kind of like the NBA, where if I trade for this guy and you trade for this guy, you pick up all his cap and I pick up all his cap, instead of giving them that whole signing bonus all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because NBA gives that in yearly... At yearly times, you know?
Yeah.
So... If you sign a $100 million contract with $30 million guaranteed, that team pays you that $30 million that next week after you sign that contract, then now it's only that $100 million. So no matter what, you can never regain that $30 million. And what they do is they break that signing bonus over those years. Well, if you're going to break it over those years, might as well put it in that salary and just say that's guaranteed money.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
I'd agree with that.
I know.
It's salary, like, dude, the salary cap in the NFL is one of the worst things I have ever, yeah, ever seen.
That does need to get fixed. And it went down. It's going down.
Because of COVID. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I can get, dude, because just even having a league running, up and running. I read an article before this year that they were going to make regular TV games. You were going to have to pay for them to, like, to do that. Can you imagine that?
Not on Reddit, baby.
Yeah,
exactly. Not crack on streams, buff streams, streams, you name it.
Dana White better not be listening.
Yeah,
you'll pee your ass.
He's gonna come right through this door.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, and you, I know you mentioned Goodell earlier.
He's actually done some good things.
I think tip of the cap to Roger Goodell this year. The fact that the NFL pulled off a full season, and now we are less than 48 hours away from Super Bowl, that's pretty remarkable. And no added regular season, no added weeks to onto the end of the regular season.
Yeah,
I thought for sure they were.
They like,
yeah, they just postponed.
Who was the first? It was like the Titans that kind of fucked everything up at first, right?
Yeah, the Ravens were almost bad.
Was it the Ravens or the Ravens?
The Ravens were in a bad shape for a little bit.
Ravens, yeah. I know, but
the Titans are the ones who. And
I think the Titans
and Pittsburgh. Yep. Well, Pittsburgh got. I think Pittsburgh got hosed because of Tennessee.
The Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, they're supposed to play. Yep. And
yeah,
and I thought that happened like what, week four. I was like, oh man, there's gonna be like a 21 week NFL season. There's gonna be all these added games at the end. But
and they didn't even do a bubble either. Like, I mean, they did.
There's with traveling
each kind of team, like in a hotel. They have like that, but like not like the NBA where it's like, dude, you guys cannot leave this area.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, the NHL killed it too.
Yeah, the NHL
they absolutely
did well.
Killed
they had
it
like two
that.
Bubbles, didn't they?
Yeah. That it was depending on the division, the conference you're in.
Yeah, they did. Are they doing, because I know NHL's going right now. Are they doing full travel? Like the NBA is too and everything?
Yeah, they kind of just went back into that.
You have to. If you've got a 3-month season, you can't lock those guys in a bubble for 3 months. NBA could, because you're already like in your playoffs basically.
Yeah,
so they could have gone away.
And
some teams didn't even go to the bubble, right?
Yeah,
because of that, because they were like out.
Because they were out of it, they were eliminated. Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, okay, that was episode one, guys.
Awesome.
What'd you think?
Fun. Could go forever. I love it.
Oh, I know. Seriously. So yeah, we covered the Stafford, what the Lions are doing right now, the Super Bowl. We talked about this is gonna be one of the best Super Bowls, I think. Good start to a decade. So.
Yeah,
honestly, great start to a decade for a Super Bowls. We got Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady. If everything goes as planned with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, I do want to ask one question before we wrap up. How many Super Bowl rings does Mahomes finish with? I mean, there's obviously no right or wrong answer here, but like, take your guess.
I picked them to win this one, so I got two already.
And he's going to be 26.
The big thing is, the AFC is about to get a lot tougher. Now, the NFC's been the better conference for a long time.
But they got all the oldies.
But yeah, they got Drew Brees about to be done. They got Rodgers getting older. Tom
Russell
Brady's
Wilson's
obviously getting
like
older.
31.
Seattle's looking like they're on the decline, which sucks. And AFC, then you got, you know, I'm still not buying into Cleveland as much as everyone else is for
Cleveland
the future.
Sucks.
No.
Buffalo, I think, will be good, but I never see them getting to Kansas City's level.
Yeah. Herbert.
Trevor Lawrence, I think he's going to be great, but he's in Jacksonville. Jacksonville will never be good.
They'll be good. They won't be great.
Yeah, I think they're.
It's
I didn't
Jacksonville.
Like the Urban Meyer hire.
Like, if you can go to the AFC Championship with Bortles,
and there's going to be a lot of free agents, man.
Rosters are going to change. When it's all said and done, I'm going to give Mahomes. I don't think he's going to have as many break. I'm going to say about four or five. I'm going to say five.
I'll say five.
I would really. I mean, I just look at the Chiefs, and you're saying if they win this one, so they win this one for sure. Is that what you asked?
No, you can include this one.
Okay. So, like I said, I don't think they win this one. And then you look at the Chiefs come 2023, who would they have? What weapons?
But I think that's what makes Mahomes so good is I think
but he hasn't proved,
he's going to build weapons around
him. He hasn't proved that he can make a weapon. Tom Brady has proved he can
make how good would McCole Hardman be, though? How good would...
How good would McCole Hardman be if he was
he's a track star.
Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, where no matter what, you're getting one-on-one coverage, he'd be pretty good.
Right. No, that's why I'm saying that he's...
But he's not going to be surrounded by those two guys.
I would argue that. I think Mahomes is one of those talents that he's going to make everyone around him better.
So you're saying like he could take like a Wills Welker, like or a Julian Edelman.
I think so.
And could make him I don't think so.
I think paired with I think a lot of it depends on how. I mean, Andy Reid's getting older. How long Andy Reid takes on. So I think the combo of Mahomes and Andy Reid is what's going to build those weapons.
Yeah, I think Andy Reid's a real deal. So to answer the question, three Super Bowls.
Three when it's all said and done. Yeah. So
what do you say?
How old do you think he retires?
Oh, what is he, 26 right now?
Yeah.
So subjective.
Yeah, just depends, that's a long
depends
time.
On his injuries, man. Depends yeah. on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no, that's fair. There's no right or wrong answer.
He's definitely a great pocket passer. Like, he's no Lamar Jackson, yeah. who I think's got two more years of, like, being
dominant. Yeah.
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 I think 35, 36, somewhere in that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going yeah, four rings.
Four rings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
AFC's up and coming with so many quarterbacks. Roster's yeah. going to change.
Yeah.
Bieniemy's going to leave.
The fact that he hasn't got... I thought maybe he wasn't interviewing, but I heard an interview with him the other day that he was genuinely confused. He was like, you know, I don't know. I've been interviewing, but I guess no one's found me to be attractive. The right fit for the job. Which yeah. is so bizarre. I mean, Houston went out and hired who? Dan
offensive Kuhl? Coordinator, oh. Eric Bieniemy.
Well, here's the problem, okay? That's kind of like the offense coordinator that we had at. You guys know who Charlie Weiss is?
Yeah. Big boy.
Yeah, so Charlie Weiss Jr., his son, was our offensive coordinator at FAU.
Yeah.
Coach Kiffin calls the plays. Andy Reid calls the plays.
Yeah.
That's kind of the same scenario you run into.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. I mean, even
that's
even,
what
I know
people
Belichick
were scared about.
Defensive side, but how many of Belichick's assistants have really panned out to be like legit NFL coaches? I mean, I think that happens all the time. I think college is different. I think Saban. I mean, Saban's assistants are everywhere.
Who's the D coordinator for the Niners?
Sala.
He's in New York. He's the Jets head coach.
That
now.
Guy's a real deal.
That's why I think Deshaun Watson might go to New York. Deshaun likes him.
That guy's a real deal.
I think he seems like a good dude, but I just feel like he had a lot of talent to work with on the Niners.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does every coach that gets hired as a head coach.
Very true. I thought they had that Super Bowl run and they're like, oh shit, he's the guy.
Yeah.
But how long was he there for?
3 years.
Solid. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long he was there.
Because once they got Nick Bosa, like it just.
Where did he come? Where did he come from? Did he
I
come
have
from
no
Michigan
idea.
Michigan under Harbaugh's staff, right?
Solid.
Yeah, I think.
Oh,
so,
I don't
right?
know.
I have no clue.
I might.
I put my laptop away.
I know
I
he
would
took
look
the
up.
He took the 49ers offensive, not coordinator but offensive the pass coordinator with him to New York, and that's the Jets offensive coordinator now. He took a bunch of people from San Fran.
Oh, did you want me to look it up? Is that look?
Oh, no, no. I thought you were. You don't have
no,
to.
I
thought you
I was,
were looking it up.
I was looking at some other shit.
A lot of the NFL hires this offseason, though, are kind of interesting to me.
Dude, the Texans are still just going backwards.
They got a Dan Coley or whatever. To be honest, though, thank God Bieniemy didn't get that one. That's a worse situation. I feel, I don't know anything about this Dan Coley guy, the guy that took the Houston gig. But I feel for him. I mean, your dream gig is to be an NFL coach
and you're
going to
go to
get
a
it.
Dumpster fire.
You're going to a team where really your only asset is begging to be traded and refuses to show up.
You're starting franchise quarterback.
Yeah. That's a hard situation.
So what
first
I,
your GM,
what
too.
I know about this guy is
he's older. He's an
he
older
is,
dude.
And he was the wide receiver coach on the Chiefs. When the Chiefs didn't have a single receiving touchdown for the receiving core. That
he's
was
probably
that
gonna
guy.
Be better than who's the dude that the Campbell, Dan Campbell, the guy
you
that
don't,
the Lions
I like his energy.
I like it if
he
it's
fits
like
Detroit.
I like it if it's my strength and conditioning coach. I like it if it's like in the weight room. Yeah, like put those guys up, call those guys' names.
Because he
tell
came,
them their dogs or whatever.
He came from the Saints. He was the
Oh, that's right. He was a Saints guy.
He was the assistant. I don't know, what was
he? He was a tight ends coach, wasn't
he? He was a tight end coach.
Yeah.
And he got high praise.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean,
his name's been brought up before.
He's
been
before,
in multiple
yeah.
head coaching opportunities. This is for his gig, but that one and then the Eagles.
His interview,
oh,
bro.
That's hard to watch.
That was hard to watch. Systems.
It's
systems.
Yeah, that's a total of Howie. What's their Eagles GM's name? Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman. That's a total Howie Roseman in charge
right.
hire is what that is. That's a Jerry 100%. Jones hire.
Yeah.
This is my show.
Hey, whoa.
This is, you're listening to me.
So yeah, Saul, I just looked him up. So he did work for Harbaugh. At the 49ers, and then he moved to Jacksonville, and then now he's been for the 49ers for the past 3 years.
Okay,
was he on those Jacksonville teams that were?
Was he with Jacksonville?
Yeah. Legit. That's when they had.
That makes sense.
Okay,
and then he went over, but he was a linebackers coach in Jacksonville, and then he got hired as.
Oh, so he had Telvin Smith and Miles Jack.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's always had talent. He doesn't have talent no more.
He's gonna have to make shit work for the Jets.
I don't know, dude.
Or he makes talent.
What do you think about the Cowboys hiring the Atlanta Quinn? for their defense coordinator.
They hired Dan Quinn?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got Dan Quinn. I think that's a great
Seattle.
Hire.
I wanted Seattle to get Dan Quinn again. So
as a DC?
He came from Seattle.
Yeah, great, he was, great hire.
I love he was now, the Legion of Boom DC. Yeah,
I just don't think...
I didn't know Dallas got him. Damn.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We got him a while ago. I don't think that they're going to be anything special. I mean, they don't really have that much talent. DeMarcus Lawrence washed up. Jalen Smith is their only great contract that I think they have for like the value of player that he's in. Van Der Esch is always injury prone. Yeah.
Diggs, I know. I think poor
no
guy.
Corners except for Diggs.
I think Trevon Diggs looked good. I think honestly,
he's a hothead though. I mean, all corners are hotheads, but he was a hothead.
Yeah. I mean, he's related to Stephon Diggs, so that makes sense. That runs in the family.
Exactly. But no, I don't know. Dallas
damn, I didn't
be
know
in
Dan
the Super
Quinn
Bowl in like 40 or 50 years.
I wanted Dan Quinn in Seattle.
Yo,
again.
Did you see who the Saints got? Chris Richard.
Chris Richard.
He's our secondary coach. He was the Seahawks. He was the Seahawks defensive coordinator.
Really?
Wasn't he for the Legion of Boom?
He was a that was Dan Quinn.
But what was Richard was the wasn't he the DB coach?
He was the defensive passing game coordinator. So he ran like the secondary basically. Yeah.
Money hire.
He ran the Legion of Boom basically. I mean, it was Dan Quinn's.
And he was on the Cowboys too.
Yeah, he was. Dude, the Saints suck, man. I'm going to think.
You think they suck?
You guys could have Tom Landry, Bill Belichick, anybody you guys want.
John Madden.
Yeah, anybody you want, dude. You guys are in salary cap hell.
Hey, our GM will make it work. He's a genius. He'll make it work again. But this is easily his tallest task.
If Drew Brees doesn't come back, you guys go 5-11.
Oh. Wait, who's our quarterback then? If we're going 5-11,
Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill?
You think we're going 5-11? Yes. There's no way we lose more than like 9 games. There's no way.
You think you're going to go 7-9?
Yeah,
or 8-8?
Hell yeah!
No way.
Sean Payton's too good of a coach.
How long? Your guys' defense is the real deal.
Correct.
Not anymore.
Oh, it depends what moves we're going to make. It really does.
Not anymore.
It's still a pretty weak division, though, too. Carolina's a long ways away. Atlanta's going backwards. Away. Tampa will be good again, obviously, but it is a pretty weak division.
You guys think Brady's going to play past 45?
How, what is he, 43?
Yeah.
He'll definitely play when he's 45.
You think he's Brett Favre-ing it up, dude? I retire. I don't retire. I retire. I'm back.
I mean, he's been straightforward from the start, though, where he's like, I'm playing.
I don't see any slowing down.
I don't know. I like him. So I read a story the other day about him. Devin White was real upset in the locker room that he didn't make the All-Pro team or the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, and then Brady was like, what the fuck you crying for?
Brady we're not goes done up yet. To him. Goes, we got a lot bigger things, man. The Pro Bowl doesn't matter. Why are
I
you
just
upset?
Saw that too. Yeah. Who said someone, was it JPP who was telling that? One of the players came out with that story.
I think it was Lavonte David.
I think it was Lavonte David.
It was the guy sitting right next to him in the locker room like, oh, damn. He's yelling at Dev.
Yeah.
Dude, I just like how I remember when he showed up in Tampa Bay, everybody's taking pictures with this guy and stuff, and they're all his teammates, and they're all just starstruck, and Tom Brady's like, why
are we staying around? Let's go to work.
I mean, let's try. You know, type of thing.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, I don't see that. For Bruce Arians, like, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And I thought he's handled it well.
Yeah,
especially with AB getting on the team too.
Yeah, because if they don't win the NFC Championship game, Bruce Arians on the chopping block.
I think it's a legit discussion too. I really do.
Now they could lose by 100. He's going to stay there, but I think he could have been on the chopping block if they don't win the NFC Championship game. I think him not winning the division and was. Like, dude, if they would have lost to the Saints, he would have been gone.
If they would have lost to the Saints for the third time.
Yeah, 1,000%. I think
if Tom Brady wants him out, he's out. If he wants him in, he's in.
I do like Tom Brady in this style of offense because he was a dink and dime kind of guy in New England, and he looks great. He looks great in this offense. Throwing for 40 touchdowns this year?
40 on the dot, 40-12.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's, 4,000, what? I don't know exactly.
He had like 4,600.
Yeah.
That's a Tom Brady year.
Yeah.
In New
England. If any other quarterback had that year, other than like him, Russell, like your top five guys, everybody would be like starstruck.
Yeah.
Starstruck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Cousins, Derek Carr, Stafford. Yeah. Everyone would be like, oh my God.
Yeah. Stafford 100%. Sucks. But
real quick though,
I
know you.
Like Goff. Yeah.
I know you were a little bit over already, but I did want to talk really quickly about this whole Belichick.
Because
this whole... I hate how everyone keeps bringing Bill Belichick's name up right now. I mean, it's understandable with the whole Belichick-Brady divorce, and everyone's saying Brady has won the divorce. That makes... that for some reason, that really pisses me off, and I want to talk to you guys about
I got a rant.
Because you're talking about Tom Brady is as incredible as this feat is, going to Super Bowl 43. Obviously, it's incredible, the whole new team. But Tom Brady walked into a good situation. You know, Tom Brady, if we're talking the words divorce, you know, Tom Brady got a divorce and he married the single, young, attractive, rich, beautiful babe in Tampa Bay. He walked into Mike Evans, Chris Godwin.
And he got all the money in the lawsuit at court.
A great defense. Got to say who he wants to bring in. Brought in Gronk. Brought in Tommy. Bill Belichick, who Patriots were already in salary cap issues, loses his most valued asset and now is expected to still try to make a Super Bowl run. Like,
no, I know. It wasn't fair to Bill.
No, I'm
100% with you.
I think that argument is so ridiculous to me. And there's Colin Coward, if I've been watching a bunch of him, he's been big on it, saying Bill,
he's getting on my
proving
nerves.
Belichick's not that great of a coach. But it's like,
you just lost
your best asset, and you already have very little. I mean, the one thing I do agree with is Belichick is not a good from the GM perspective. He doesn't draft well. Belichick is horrible at drafting. All the receivers he's drafted have never panned out. He has not done well in terms of the draft. But in terms of coaching and scheming, he's still the greatest coach of all time. And the fact that people say Brady's won the divorce, it really pisses me off. And I just want to get what your guys' take on that.
I'm with you 100%. I don't think it's fair to Belichick at all.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a time will tell thing. I think this year is going to be a huge year for him because now he has got salary cap. I think I won't surprise me if they move up a little bit and try to get Mac Jones.
Yeah,
yes.
He seems
Mac
like
Jones
the most perfect
New England
quarterback.
Perfect.
And amazing. You're a smart guy. Yeah, he can't throw it out of
coming
the world.
Coming from a Nick Saban team.
But he's accurate. He can't throw it out of the world. He doesn't have a strong arm.
He'll listen. Smart kid. Yeah.
And he's going to make the right decisions. I would like to see what he does. I think, and I do like the move of him bringing in Cam Newton and trying to give him a shot. Because, Cam Newton sucked. He absolutely sucked.
Yeah.
He absolutely sucked.
Torched Seattle.
Yeah. But, I mean, you look at it from a point of view of, Bill Belichick is just at the end of the day, he's a defensive coach and he needs a game manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If New England can score 21 points a game, they'll go 11-5.
They'll go 11-5. Yeah. Because they still got the Jets.
Yeah. They'll go 11-5.
Yep.
And, Tua with Miami. I mean, I think the world of Tua. So the guy Tristan that commented on here.
Yeah, the kid from Nevada.
That was actually Tua was actually his quarterback at St. Louis High School. That was who he played with. So
didn't Mariota go there too?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But Tristan didn't play with him.
Yeah.
But Tristan played with Tua, and dude, just hearing some stories of personal stuff with Tua and stuff, and just how he gives everything to God and all this and that. That's great. But just how dedicated he really is to the game, dude. Tua's going to be the real deal. But when you're going against a Bill Belichick defense,
when he has what he wants.
I mean, it doesn't have to be overly talented either. Give him a few pieces, man, and he will make it hard. He'll make it hard.
100%. Yeah. This J.C. Jackson kid
is the real deal. I think, also, real quick, sorry.
No.
I got to get my thing. Rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year, and defensive rookie of the year. Go.
Oh, I just did these awards.
Oh, offensive, it's hard not to say Herbert.
Yep.
But I mean,
go Jefferson.
I like Jefferson. I do. I mean, I feel like you should split that award in half between them.
I think Herbert's going to have a better career. Yep. But when you're a rookie and you're breaking records, I mean, he broke Randy Moss's record. I think I give it to Jefferson.
So Jefferson was my overall, out of all the rookies. And then Herbert. And then defensive rookie of the year.
Jeremy Chinn.
No, I know. I already know who your answer is. Antoine Winfield.
Antoine
guy is the real fucking deal.
He's been on him since week two.
He was my number two safety. I made my draft board going into last year's draft. He was my number two safety to begin with. I love Winfield.
Dude, he's
out of
the
Minnesota.
Real deal,
he was,
man.
But I'm telling you, Jeremy Chinn.
He's a beast.
I don't know who Jeremy Chinn is. I think he is.
Oh yeah, he's a stud. He's, absolute stud. And I liked him too.
I mean, Chase Young is obviously Chase Young, but out of this class, I think Jeremy Chinn is going to be unreal.
The thing with Chase Young, Dan, is he faced a lot of mediocre tackles, which, I mean, in the NFL, even as a rookie, you're facing tackles that are great, even if you're facing backup.
But his pressure numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Great.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. I don't know if he gets up to that Bosa status, that Watt status, that kind of status. I see him Jadeveon Clowney status. Yeah. That's where I see him.
Yeah.
God, he had a bad year.
Oh, Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh, yeah. Thank God Seattle didn't bring him back.
Obviously not Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, prime Jadeveon.
But like prime Jadeveon. That's
Yeah.
He had a great year with Tennessee last year.
Who was
He was with Seattle last year.
Oh, yeah.
He was the one that knocked out Carson Wentz out of that playoff game.
Poor, I'm looking at the rookies right now. Jeff Okuda, man.
Oh,
I didn't hear a word.
You never ever take a corner in the top five.
Right?
Never take
I don't
a
know,
corner
dude.
I didn't
five.
Think he would. I know, but
Sutton,
he wasn't
Jalen
like
Sutton this year. Sutton this year for Alabama. He's the real deal.
Ramsey's yeah, different. Sutton, Patrick I like.
Sertan. Yeah, Sertan. Yeah. Sertan when yeah. you win, because in the playoff game, he got the player of the game.
Oh, yeah.
In the not the national championship one, but the. It wasn't the Orange Bowl, was it? You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the first round of playoffs. The first playoff game, yeah.
Against Notre Dame, yeah. He had like three tackles, but no passes towards him, nothing. Like that's.
Yeah.
They didn't even look his way.
Well,
no, he's legit. He's legit.
He is.
But corners are just.
I think Dallas picks him up. I think Dallas gets him.
Where are they picking?
11?
Oh, then yeah, absolutely. I'd take him at 11.
Yeah.
That's where you take a corner.
No, top five, I agree. It's really hard. I think if you're in the top five and you're thinking about drafting a corner,
trade down. Yeah.
Man.
Exactly.
Get a third, fourth, and flop somebody with first or get a sixth even and flop
acquire
somebody
a fourth
first.
Or fifth.
Yeah. Like, and the Lions literally just dumped Darius Slay and they're like, oh, let's replace him at third overall. It's like, where are you going to go with that?
Yeah. I don't know the exact statistics behind it, but I think. My guess would be the teams that trade down historically have so much more success than teams that trade up. Normally the time when you trade up, you're trading up to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough for it to pan out
and
anyway.
And you look at people like Green Bay who traded up last year and you pick up Jordan Love. And it's like at that time, if somebody's really not jumping off the screen, you shouldn't be trading up.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be trading up.
Yeah. And just know your draft board. And if you love them, go get them.
Yeah. And Aaron Rodgers, man, how do you, he's going to be around for a while. Like,
yeah.
What do you think Love's going to do, dude? This isn't a Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. Fun fact, I seen Aaron Rodgers' debut was against the Dallas Cowboys.
That's badass.
First time Brett Favre got hurt, DeMarcus Ware hurt him. And we got to see that game live, and Aaron Rodgers came in. He didn't do anything. They lost 35-10. But that was when Dallas finished 13-3, and then they lost to the Giants in the divisional round.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Was that the Giants won that year, too?
Yeah, that was the first Eli
the undefeated Pats team.
Oh, yep.
That's badass, dude. I've seen Jamarcus Russell live.
That's not bad.
Atta boy.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. They lost to the Colts 42-14.
What would be cool, though, is if you said you've seen him at LSU. That would be cool.
My biggest claim to fame for seeing something happen in the NFL was I was at a Seahawks-Titans preseason game a long time ago. And
well, if we're doing actual coolest things, okay.
Fresh off the offseason of bringing in Matt Flynn, and everyone's going bonkers about Matt Flynn. Third preseason game, Russ plays the whole second half and absolutely torches Tennessee. And sure enough, week one, Russ is starter. Matt Flynn's sitting on the bench.
That's
because that was the year Seattle gave Matt Flynn like $22 million or something like that.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's right.
For playing one game for Green Bay.
Coolest thing I've seen was, it was definitely that Breeze game last year where he broke the record.
You were at that?
I was at that Monday night game.
Oh, damn.
Me and my buddies went to that. That was pretty sick.
That's pretty legit.
My first NFL game, I don't know if you guys even remember this. It was a regular season Seahawks-Rams game. I think it was a Monday night game. I don't remember anything about the game because I was like 8 years old. All I know is some D-tackle had a scoop and score for 90 yards. And the Rams won. I don't know who it was, but it was crazy.
How old were you?
I was like 7, 8, 9.
Was that like Sean Alexander
days? That's
when they had like the navy blue silk jerseys.
Oh.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah. I wish I was at the Beast Quake.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for listening to The Takeover, everyone. Yep. That was episode one.
That was probably the worst NFL team to ever win a playoff game. That Seahawks team.
What were the y'all like? 7-9?
6-10.
6-10?
Not as bad as the Redskins if they had they.
The who?
The Redskins.
The who?
Oh,
I'm last year.
We'll cut that out.
I kept going. I cannot stop saying San Diego Chargers. That's,
oh, I
still
no. I was
day,
bad with that.
All the time.
Mine's Oakland, for sure.
Oakland, yeah.
Yeah, and Oakland, too. I can't. Yeah, it takes a lot to get used to. Anyways, y'all, make sure to catch us Monday at 5:30. That'll be our next episode. Seth and I will be here. We might have Zach back on later. We will for sure.
Oh, I'll be
actually.
Back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
no
Zach
doubt.
Will be back. This
no
was
doubt.
A good segment. Good way to get it kickstarted. Thank y'all for listening. Y'all have a good one. Make sure to catch us Mondays and Fridays again, 5:30. Peace and love, y'all. Anything else boys want to say?
That's
Chiefs
it.
Kingdom.
It's been a pleasure. Round one of the new studio. Hope people on Periscope like the look. If you're listening to us through remotely, whether it's through Spotify, whatever podcasts you listen to us, definitely go check out Periscope too. We'll be back.
Yes, sir.
Peace. See you guys later, man. Appreciate it.